And finally today on our News Buzz edition of River to River, this week, Cedar Ridge Distillery in eastern Iowa announced the release of a new product, Bottoms Up, a new malted rye whiskey. Joining me now to talk about it, Jeff Quint, the proprietor of Cedar Ridge Distillery in Swisher, Iowa. Jeff, welcome to our program.
Hello, Ben. Thanks for having me.
Now, educate us a little bit about whiskey. This is a malted rye whiskey, fairly rare. How does it fit in with other types of whiskey?
So whiskey's a broad category, and within whiskey, there are a number of smaller categories. One that a lot of people would be familiar with is bourbon. Bourbon has to follow a lot of rules. One significant rule for bourbon is it has to be made from at least 51% corn. And that's our main product has always been our bourbon, the Cedar Ridge bourbon. But this latest one, our malted rye, is made from rye that's not just, regular rye, but a malted rye. So the rye has been through the malting process.
Malting, yeah. Explain what malting is.
Sure. So you take the rye and you soak it in hot water, and it'll start to germinate. And as soon as it starts germinating, then you dry it out and stop the process. And in that process of germinating, that's called malting. And that rye now has an enzyme in it that is necessary in order to turn starches into sugars. Because when you're dealing with grains for whiskey, you need to get sugar so that you can ferment the sugar into alcohol. But grain doesn't have sugar in it. It has starch. And in order to convert starches to sugars, you need to add an enzyme. One way to do that is to add a commercial purchased enzyme. Another way to do it is to use malted grain in your grain bill, and that malted grain has the enzyme in it that does that for you.
Wow, I'm getting a picture of a very complicated process. Tell me, let's jump to the end product. Describe the nose and the flavor of this type of malted rye whiskey, how it's different.
Yeah, sure. So there's plenty of rye out there. There's not much malted rye. Malted rye, obviously, a little more costly to get. And what you're going to get with a malted product like this, malted rye, is you're going to get a real toasty finish. I describe it as kind of biscuity. If you are a brewer or into craft beers, I think you're going to, understand what that means. But if you set our malted rye next to a regular rye, there's going to be a big difference. And if I could describe it in a couple of words, I would say it's toasty and biscuity. It's a little more complex as well, I think.
Now, this comes, the introduction of your new malted rye whiskey comes in the same week as we see, what I have to see is your competitor here in Iowa, perhaps the best-known whiskey maker in the state, having some difficulties. Templeton Rye, connected with the western Iowa town of Templeton. To boil that down, distill what happened this week with them, it turns out the recipe they use has not been sourced from the Prohibition era, as is claimed on the brand's label. Also, that it's not distilled in Iowa. It's distilled in Lawrenceburg, Indiana, in big batches, shipped to Iowa, and bottled in Templeton. Now, Templeton Rye is changing the label to make sure it's clear to consumers it's not distilled in Iowa, and it's not made according to a Prohibition-era recipe. Is your whiskey made in Iowa? Let's just say that.
Absolutely. We distill it here. And, I'd say any whiskey aficionado in the state of Iowa has known for some time that Templeton Rye isn't distilled in Templeton. And so I would say maybe the rest of the public that really didn't have that much interest in it has now learned that. But, what those guys, what Scott and Keith and the guys at Templeton have done for the state and the industry in the state is invaluable. And, we're good friends with those guys. And, they've really relied on marketing, branding, and an amazing story to build a brand that's very good for the state of Iowa. And, we're taking a whole different tack, and that is, a smaller batch craft distillery environment.
Mm-hmm. Do you expect some windfall of consumers, people fleeing to your rye whiskey because they want an authentic Iowa distilled whiskey?
Well, you know, Ben, what's going to happen, I would guess, and I'm quite confident, is, you know, we can only release 65 cases a month for the next 8 months. We've already bottled it. That's all that came ready. And until May of next year, we don't have any more that we can bottle. So are we going to have trouble getting rid of 65 cases a month? Absolutely not. But the problem with being a craft distiller is it's all you got. You know, we can't just bring in another truckload. So, you know, are we gonna dig into their market share? You know, if at all, it would only be slightly.
Uh-huh.
And you know, they're doing well in many, many states. You know, not just Iowa. So,
okay.
You know, this volume is not gonna do any damage to Templeton.
Before we go, we want to know how much will a bottle of your new malted rye whiskey set a fellow back?
Well, it's probably going to be, we don't control the price necessarily. We sell it to the state, and then it goes through the retail chain, but it's probably going to be $38.
Okay, very good. Jeff Quinn.
It's a little higher proof. It's 86 proof. You know, it's going to be a couple bucks more than our bourbon.
Okay, bottoms up. Jeff Quint, thank you, proprietor of Cedar Ridge Distillery in Swisher, Iowa.
All right, thanks, Ben.